Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. I'm a dating and relationship expert specializing in helping you get your ex back. And welcome back, No Contact Army. Have you been a good little soldier? I certainly hope so. And if you too would like to join the No Contact Army, all you have to do is hit the subscribe button and you're in. And to read the No Contact Army manual, just go to nocontactsecrets.com where you can download 2 free chapters before purchasing the book. This week, I want to talk about whether you should call your ex back if they call you and do not leave a message. Now, previously I had done a video called Should You Answer If Your Ex Calls? And of course I said no. And in that video, the ex called and he didn't answer and she did not leave a message. And he broke no contact and called her the next day and said, "Hey, I saw you called. Did you need something?" And she did not respond. So he broke no contact for nothing. And now we have a similar situation. So I want to do a video about whether you should call your ex back if they don't leave a message. Of course, I've done many videos on whether you should respond, whether they either leave a message or send a text. So I don't need to go over that because it's a very controversial subject. And it seems it's usually the guys who are not happy that I'm telling people to not respond unless the ex says something significant. As far as I can remember from all the comments, I have never seen a woman saying that that is bad advice, but it's usually the guys. So if someone can explain that to me, please leave a comment. So we have another guy who received a call from the ex. And by the way, 90% of people do end up hearing from their exes at some point. Doesn't mean 90% of people get back together, but you should expect a call or a text. So don't be surprised. Don't freak out. Be mentally prepared so that you don't mess up. So he left a comment saying, "My ex called me 3 times on Saturday night. I didn't answer, so he did the right thing. I'm going to text her, 'Hey, couldn't take your calls the other night. Everything okay?'" And so I wrote back, "Don't do that. If she had something important to say, she would have left a message or texted you." And then he wrote back with, "Well, it's been 8 months. It was a big investment to reach out. If she responds with anything insignificant, then I'll just ignore it. But I think to fully ignore it would be bad, as every other time she's called in the past late at night, it's, 'I love you so much and miss you.' That's happened multiple times before." Okay, that's good, but guess what? Despite her calling multiple times before and saying, "I love you and I miss you, are you back together?" No. So what does that mean? That her words mean nothing at this point, okay? And she's calling late at night. Maybe she's drinking. Maybe she's being nostalgic and she loves you, quote unquote, and misses you at that moment, but the next day she doesn't. Otherwise, you'd be back together. So how do you know that it's not the same thing again, except this time she didn't leave a message saying, "I love you and miss you." She just called 3 times, which tells me she was a bit anxious, maybe a little frantic, because she called 3 times, but it obviously was not an emergency, or she would have left a message or texted you. Okay, so she was just feeling nostalgic, let's say, that night, because otherwise you would be speaking with her. Then he continued on and said, "Also, I got a promotion, a new 2021 Camaro, and a tattoo sleeve. I really want to flex on her so bad." And another guy chimed in and said, "That's beta male mentality. Stay humble, because you need to improve for yourself and not for her. Showing off your possessions will not reattract her to who you are, but what you have." Exactly. Someone's not going to come back because you have a Camaro and a tattoo sleeve. And speaking as a former Camaro owner, I love Camaros. I've had 2 of them. But a Camaro is really nothing to brag about, okay? Again, speaking as a former Camaro owner, you know. But even if you said, "I bought a Lamborghini," if she comes back just because you have a Lamborghini, do you really want her back? She's just coming back because you have an expensive car. So you sound immature to me. I hope you're in your 20s, Because if you're still trying to flex with a car and a tattoo sleeve in your 30s and 40s, you got bigger issues. So apparently he didn't bother to listen to anyone. And he said, I called her back and she hasn't responded. It's okay though, because I was being respectful. At least I waited 4 days to respond. I don't care if you waited a month to respond. The fact is, you still responded to someone who did not leave a message. And it's not about being respectful. Being respectful, as I've said before, and being nice is not what's going to get your ex back. You need to cause them anxiety. And by reaching out and saying, hey, I saw you called. Yeah, she knows you saw that she called, but she didn't care to leave a message. But you cared to find out what she wanted because you thought she was going to want to get back together. Or you thought that you would show off your Camaro and your tattoo sleeve and then she'd want to get back together. But apparently she doesn't. And now you've broken no contact and she knows that you're still there and you have interest in her. Otherwise, you would not have bothered after 8 months to call back when she didn't bother to leave a message. So if your ex calls and does not leave a message, do not call them back, no matter what, because you don't know why they're calling. They may, as I've mentioned here, just temporarily be missing you. And then the next day it's like, oh, I'm glad he didn't answer. I'm glad she didn't pick up because I didn't really want to talk to them anyway. Or they may have dialed you by accident. Now, obviously this time, you know, 3 calls by accident, no. But if they just dial once, it's possible it was an accident. Maybe they're not happy about the fact that you're not reaching out, even though they broke up with you, and they're trying to bait you into chasing them, bait you into breaking no contact. Because if they really have a legitimate reason, they will leave a message. Otherwise, the chances are very, very high that it's not anything important and you don't need to respond to them. Okay? So hopefully that has been cleared up. And now I'd like to hear from you. Have you heard from your ex via a phone call and did they leave a message and did they say anything and did you call them back? And in the meantime, if you would like my help personally to get your ex back, go to theartoflove.net and we will send you the rates. The direct link is below. If this video has been helpful, please like, subscribe, and share so that it can help out other people. If you're listening to a podcast, please rate and review. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.